I'm Nathan Cones here with your Week in Review for Sunday, September 20th, 2020. At number 10 on our listener list of top stories, no injuries were reported in a two-vehicle accident in Carroll last Saturday. When it comes to motor vehicle accidents, I do encourage you to check out 1380kcim.com for all of the specifics. At number 9, a Carroll woman accused of assaulting a police officer reaches a plea agreement with prosecutors. That was 42-year-old Crystal Miller, again, of Carroll. The charge stemmed from an incident in June. At number 8, the Lake City Police Department is down to just one full-time officer following three officer resignations. The first resignation was related to a new officer resigning before attending the Law Enforcement Academy, and the other two resignations were related to actions while they were not acting in the official capacity for the City of Lake City. City officials have reached out to nearby law enforcement agencies to help cover the gap while new officers are hired. At number 7, a Carroll man originally charged with felony drug possession pleads guilty to reduced charges. That's 38-year-old Raymond Hurt Jr. He was facing Class D felony charges for possession of a controlled substance that was pled down to operating while intoxicated, second offense, an aggravated misdemeanor. At number 6, work continues at Lakeview's latest housing development, the Landing on East Shore. That's being done by developer Bob Terrell of Ankeny. They're currently in the process of installing infrastructure and doing some dirt work at the site. Construction on the first of the duplex units could get underway yet this year. At number 5, a Carroll man charged with interference with official acts after he resisted arrest on Monday night. That individual, Jose Eduardo Alvarez Galdamez, in addition to the interference with official acts charge, he was also pled guilty to public intoxication. At number 4, Carroll County's public health nurse, Sarah Schulte, explains what they're seeing in COVID-19 numbers here within the county and in the area, as well as clearing up some misconceptions about COVID-19 and related quarantines. The full interview, as well as that story, I encourage everyone to check that out online at 1380kcim.com. You can view the latest coronavirus numbers at coronavirus.iowa.gov. At number 3, a Manila man claims $77,777. It's the top prize in one of the Iowa Lottery's scratch games. That was Timothy Schultz, again, of Manila. And based on the prize, you might be able to guess which game he won. It was the 777 scratch game. At number 2, a Denison woman suffers fatal injuries in a motorcycle accident. That was 52-year-old Julie Promise, again, of Denison. She fell off a motorcycle. 59-year-old Craig Promise was traveling on Highway 37. During a turn, Mrs. Promise fell off the bike, again, suffering fatal injuries in that accident. And our top story was a woman was arrested after leading Carroll authorities on a chase topping 100 miles per hour on Wednesday morning. That driver, 55-year-old Linda Diebold of Illinois, formal charges, including felony eluding charges, were filed against her last week in district court for Carroll County. And that does wrap up your Week in Review. I'm Nathan Cones reporting.